Today's daf is daf yud tes. So we were going through a sugi. The Gemara said Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef. Yosi is the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara pointed out that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. So if they were to both hold of each other, the conclusion would have been that Rabbi Kiva holds that a sheni in chulin makes shlishi. And plus Rabbi Yosi has this kal v'chomer that he always one step further than a chuma. So then what would come out if you put the two together would be that Kachim could be possible the Chamish. That would be the conclusion. So we saw yesterday that Rabbi Yossi himself said that it only goes as far as Ravi, which means that he does not hold the Rabbi Kiva's din of Chulin Sheni Osa Shlishi. Now the Gemara wants to know, how do we know the Rabbi Kiva, who does hold of Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin, he does not hold of the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi? So that's the question we're up to right now. So Gemara says four lines down in the Yud Tes. It just remains Ravi. So Gemara now says four lines down, Ella, Rabbi Kiva lo savar ki Rabbi Yosi munal. And how do we know that Rabbi Kiva does not hold of the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Kiva? So Amar lei, de lo lishtame tana, v'lisne revi b'chuma, v'chamishi b'kodesh, v'neima Rabbi Kivi. Because we don't find any tana that says anywhere throughout Shas that that there's a chuma goes to revi, and kodesh goes chamishi. It doesn't exist anymore. So the Gemara says, v'anan ahachi nekem v'nismach. That's how we're going to rely on it. Just because we can't find it, that means it's a raya. Lo matzinu isn't raya. We have a concept throughout Shas. Lo matzinu ain't a raya. If I say, I didn't see him murder, well, that's not a raya that he didn't murder. Just because you didn't see something doesn't mean it's a proof. If you saw something, great. But just not seeing something isn't a proof. Maybe it exists somewhere, it just wasn't recorded. So it must be some Mishnah Bryce that tells us Rabbi Kiva clearly doesn't hold Chamishi B'Kodesh. So where is that? So nafik Rav Ashi v'itema Rav Kana. They did some research, they sifted through the different Mishnahs and Brises, and they came across the Mishnah, which itself is always interesting. When you find the Lashon Dak Ve'ashkech and they find the Mishnah, which tells us they didn't necessarily know every Mishnah, they tips of their fingers, they have to do a little research as well, makes us feel a little bit better. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chagiga, HaKli Mitzarif Es Masha Besocho LeKodesh, the Kli is able to Mitzarif whatever is inside of it. So if you have, normally, if I touch, let's say, I'm tamei, if I touch an item, so the whole item is tamei. But let's say I have an item of, let's say, a flower here and flour over there separate. If I touch flour A, it's not going to contaminate flour B if they're not touching each other. But if it's in a Kli, the Kli is Mitzarif the two of them together, that even though pile A is not touching pile B, but they're in the same Kli, if I'm mitamei A, that will be mitamei B by virtue of the fact that it's in the same Kli. So that's what it means. The Kli is Mitzarif as Masha Besochel LeKodesh. So if there's Kodshim, Kodesh A and Kodesh B, and someone touches A, it will be Mitame B by Kodesh. Avol LeChuma, with regards to Chuma, Lo LeChuma, it's not the case. Kli is not Mitzarif LeGabi Chuma. And Amar Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Meidus Asher Rabbi Akiva Nishas Mishra Zu. This halacha is learned out from a Mishnah, a statement of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, the Din says, now just we'll get to Rabbi Akiva in just a second, but if we just said the Mishnah above in Chagiga from Rabbi Kiva, he says that's only able to be Mekadesh, Kodesh is only Tamei B'Ravi, but not B'Chamisha. So this is a clear statement in Rabbi Kiva himself saying that we draw the line by Ravi, even by Kodesh. So that's how we know Rabbi Kiva does not hold of Chamishi B'Kodesh, meaning he doesn't hold of the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, how do we know? What's the testimony of Rabbi Kiva that we can now figure out that he's the author of that Mishnah? That again, may Eduso she Rabbi Kiva Nishesh Mishnah Zu, the Tanya Hosif Rabbi Kiva Hasolas, Vaktores, Valavona, Vagechalim, that you have flour, you have incense, you have the frankincense, they call it, Gechalim Kolz, Shimnaga Tvel Yom Bimiktas San, Pasolas Kulan. If you touch part of it, the rest of it will be also Tame. Mm-hmm. So that's from that statement, we're able to see this concept of Kli being Mitzarif, different items together. So Rabbi Kiva is the author of this Chiddush. So again, the Gemara is Medayik now, Revi in, Chamishi lo, Shlishi in, Revi lo. So it says that by Kodesh, in this statement above, it said that Kodesh is able to become Revi Pasal, and Shlishi Chuma, so Revi in, but not Chamishi. So that's how we know Rabbi Kiva stops, he stops the line at Revi, he doesn't go beyond Chamishi. How could that be? It must be, it does not hold of Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'Chomer. Okay. The Gemara now says, the last seven lines or so of the Amud, eight lines, Alma. We can conclude now a slightly different topic from the above statement that the concept of Kli is Mitzarif, that which is inside of it, meaning if you touch A, it will then Mitame B, even though they're not touching, as long as it's a Kli. That concept is only Dirabanan. Why is that Dirabanan? How do you know it's Dirabanan?
This is any Kli, not only Kli Charis.
Right. So look at Rashi in the bottom. Rashi writes five lines up. Alma Kesavar Tzerif Dirabanan. Says Rashi, Milseb Anfe Nafshihi. This is a separate point here. We're just pointing out something that came up from the above discussion. Midam Rabbi Yochanan may do such a Rabbi Kiva Nishneis. Alma Kasavar, Rabbi Yochanan Tserif the Kli, Lakodesh, the Katani Gavi Malos, Lav the Raisi. The concept that a Kli is Mitzarif Kodshim together, it's not the Raisa Ella Midrabanan. How do we know? May do such a Rabbi Kiva the Midrabanani. Because the Gechon Vilavona, those items, coals and frankincense, lav b'nei kibula tuma ninu ela medirabanan. They're not subject to tuma. They're not food. They're not kalim. They're only tamei on a dirabanan level. The afagav damermar, even though we do have a statement about basar, the pasuk says basar is larabos eitzim levona, that comes to include even wood and levona to be makabal tuma, amrina b'chol shah demala medirabanan. That's only a din dirabanan. So this whole concept of dirabanan, the whole concept of kli's mitzarif is a whole din dirabanan. That's what the Gemara concludes according to Rashi. Tosos takes issue. Tosos actually thinks that the Lavona and Gechalim are a din deraisa. That drasha of Habasar is not an esmach d'bama. That's a real drasha. And he says, if you look at Tosos' Dibur Maschil Alma, he writes, if you look at the last few lines of that Dibur Maschil, V'nir Lari, K'moshe Hoge B'perish D'daik D'tzirif D'rabanan Meha. How do we know? The Katani Resha. From the beginning of that braisa, it says, Al Efer Chatas, the ashes of a Chatas, Shimnoga tame b'miksas tima es kul. If you touch part of it, the afer of the chatas of the paraduma, the ashes of the paraduma. If you touch part of it, the entire thing in the kli will become tame. Zehu midirbanan sheifer chatas eino kodesh ela chol. It's really chol, the ashes of the chatas. In the end of the day, they have a machlokas Rashi and Tosas whether or not levona and eitzim from the pasuk basar is a tuma midiraisa or only a tuma midirbanan. But either way, the Gemara does conclude that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tzirf Kli is only a din d'rabban. Gemara points out that's in contrast to Pliga the Rabbi Chanan, the Amar Damar, Tzirf Deraisa. He felt it's actually the Raisa, the concept that a Kli can be Mitzarif all items together. Shinemar says in the Pasuk, Kaf Achas Asar Zav Milei HaKetores, that one Kaf will combine 10 different pieces of gold. Milei HaKetores is full of gold. And Kasev Asa Kol Mashab Kaf Achas, that everything that's in that Kaf, everything that's in that spoon, is all together. So that's a Pasuk that indicates that this concept is Pasuk in Parshas Naso, that indicates the Kli Tzirif is actually a Din Deraisa. Okay.
Gumbar. This is only on Kachim, meaning?
Only Kachim, this Kli Tzirif, exactly. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah. Tanan has the Mishnah tells us in Edios.
It doesn't have to be a cover.
Correct. No cover. Tanan has the Mishnah tells the Maseches Edios. Al machat shenimtzeis bebasar. If you find a needle that's in the basar, the flesh of an animal, shasakin vayadaim tohoros vabasar tameh. We're going to get to an amabez the nature of this machat, why this needle might be tameh. But the din is that this machat that's found in the animal, if it touches my hand, if it touches another kli, it's not tame, but it does metame. It is metame the basar. But if you find it in the perish, which is the waste of the animal, nintas beperish hakol tar, then everything's considered tar. So that's the din. If you just look at look at Rashi, but either way, that's the din. The Gemara is going to try and clarify. Then Amar Rabbi Kiva, based on this statement, zachinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash, rezocha, that there is no tumas yadayim b'mikdash. We know tumas yadayim, that normally a person can only become tame from an avatuma, mace, sherets. If a person touches a rishon, so then a rishon cannot be tame a person. But there it goes there that the yadayim will become tame even if they touch a rishon. So this machat is not an avatuma. At worst, it could be a rishon latuma. So a rishon latuma cannot be metame in adam. But yet there it goes there that if a rishon latuma touches yadayim, my hands become shnios, my hands become tame, and they're above level, I need to wash it. But they did not have that gzera in the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, there is no tumas yadayim. So that's what it means when the hand touches this machat, that's tameh. It says that we're tahor, the hands remain tahor, and that's Rabbi Kiva's statement, zachinu shein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. So Gemara now questions this, going on to Amar Beis. Why does he only point out that the hands are zocha to become tahor? Neima shein tumas yadayim v'kelim b'mikdash. Not only can a machat not be metame hands in the base of Mikdash, kli can also not be metame kalim in the Mikdash. Why didn't he say that? So how could the kalim become tame? What was the possibility that the machat can be metame the kalim? We know ain kli metame kli. So what's the havamina that can be metame kli? So they point out here that if you look at Rashi writes v'neima, four lines down, v'neima nami zachinu she'ein tumas kalim b'mikdash. Why didn't the Rabbi Kiva praise the fact that kalim are not metame either? Midir banim. B'davar shem etame min haTorah. De'ilu b'chulin gazer banim be'tuma they were gozer that kalim can become tami in a derban level v'afagav the midrash tower. Kidatan gav yud ches davar v'ha'ochlim v'akalim shenitmu b'mashkin. The Havamina here is that there was some liquid. The basar of the liquid somehow got on the machat. That how somehow transferred to the sakin. So normally, a kli can be mitame kli, but kli through mashkin can be mitame kli. But in the base of Mikdash, the Gemara says they were not gozer. So why didn't he praise the fact that not only are Yadayim tar in the Mikdash, but even the kalim are tar in the Mikdash? So, there it is. Sorry? No, not referring to that. Not that piece. There is an interesting Tosas here. Just to kind of quote from a different sugya earlier in these topics. Tosas writes, "V'neima ein tumas yadayim v'kein b'mikdash." Tema, l'rit mima hayalol kli l'tami. How would the kli get tami in the first place? Ein kli matami kli. Imi mashkin ha mashkin base mataf kedachin. So let's say there is liquid, but we already said any liquid that's found in the base of mikdash, we said is dachin. So what is, even if there is a liquid, how is that liquid metame? So he says, must be v'yesh lomar, the Rabbi Akiva hi, the Tumas Mashkin, the Tame Achayim Deraisa. Must be Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva L'shitaso here, that he holds Tumas Mashkin are metame Mideraisa. Okay, fine. If you want to figure out how that works, great. Otherwise, let's keep going by. Gemara then says, now again, the top line of Amr Bezer, v'neima she'ein Tumas Yadayim v'keilim b'mikdash. Why didn't he praise the fact and celebrate the fact that the kalim are also tahor in the base of Mikdash if the tumah is only a tumah midirban? So Amar Rav Yehuda, an interesting suggestion which is quickly rejected. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav V Seima Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Yadayim Kodem Gzeres Kalim Nishu. There are different levels, different time periods. At first there were gozer on Yadayim, and then later on in history there were gozer on kalim as well. So this discussion took place before the Gzer of Kalim came into play, which he didn't have to address it yet. It wasn't a Gzer anywhere, even after the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he didn't celebrate the fact that there were Zohar to be Tower. It was before this. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yadayin kodem Gzeres Kalim Nishnu, litame midirabanan. Before the Tumah, the Dirabanan, Tumah of Kalim, it was taught, Kishayidu Eidizu, and this testimony from Rabbi Kiva, Adayin log nigzera Gzeres Chachamim al Tumas Kalim Dirabanan. It didn't yet exist. There was nothing to even speak of. It was a different time in history. The Gemara quickly rejects this and says, "Amar Rava v'hatarvayu bo b'yom gazu." Weren't they both gozer on the same exact day? What day is this? So this is a day back in Masechah Shabbos, if you remember. Rashi tells about the mission of Aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garin of Yitzias Shabbos. When they went to the attic of Rabbi Chanina, they made all these 18 different gzeras about Tumah Vatara. So on that day, they made a number of gzeras, and the Gemara says, Boba Yom Gazu, Nitanan, the Mishnah tells us in Masechah Shabbos, that HaSefer, Sfarim, HaYadayim, HaTiva Yom, VaOchlim, VaKelim, Shenitmu B'mashkin, are of the 18 gzeras that are made. So this is the same day that there goes on Yadayim, there also goes on Kalim, Shenitmu B'mashkin. So you can't say that there are different time periods. So again, back to square one. How come he was only saying Zachinu Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash? He should have also said Ein Tumas Kalim B'Mikdash. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says Hanach L'Tumas Sakin. You can leave aside Sakin the case that the knife that touched the machat, that wasn't Tame. Just leave it aside. That wasn't even on the radar because the Afilu B'Chul Nami Lo Metame. Had this been a case out of the Beis HaMikdash where the Sakin would touch the machat, it wouldn't be Gozer either. It wouldn't be a Derban Tumah anywhere. Why not? Why wouldn't the machat make the Chulin Tame? So Gemara says, "Hi, Sakin Denagam Emai." What exactly did the knife touch that we're trying to suggest? Maybe it should become tame from the base of Mikdash. It's tahor. What's the case? Ilema Denagam Basar. If we're telling us that the knife touched the meat of the animal, ha ein ochel matame kli. We already know a klal: food cannot make kalim tame. We saw this a couple days ago. And ve'ela Denagam Emachad. If the sakin touched the machad itself, it must be that we also know ain kli makabel kli. So how in the world could the sakin even get tameh, even in chulin, even out to the base of Mikdash? I can't. So what about mashkin? Right, we said before the habamina was that there was mashkin that we're talking about here. So Tosas points out here, very small Tosas in the bottom, high sakin the nugam amai svirle demairi below mashkin. It must be there's no liquid. I mean, the habamina was there is liquid, and the mashkin is there's no liquid, there's no mashkin to speak of, and therefore, since for technicalities, the food can't make the kli, nor can a kli make the kli tame, therefore, sakin is tame, either whether it's in the base of Mikdash, even outside, you don't have to even speak of it. As opposed to the case of the yadayim can become tame from the kli, that's where he said, Zachinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. Okay, now, we haven't discussed yet the nature of the machat. what made the Machat Tame in the first place. We're talking about the Yadayim becoming Tame, we're talking about the Sakim becoming Tame or not, but what was the Tumah of the Machat that perhaps is transferring the Tumah? So the Gemara says, Hai Machat Maya Bidase. What was the Tumah to describe that we're describing the Machat? Inema Safek Machat. If it's a case where we don't know whether or not the Machat is Tame or not, maybe it is Tame, but we're not, we don't know where it came from, so we have no idea, it's a case of a Safek. V'ha Itmar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, they both said, not that they're arguing, they just said two different statements about the Safek Tumah. Chad Amar, Lo Gazru al Safek Harokin b'Shibushalayim. One said they were not gozer in any Safek case of saliva, that one finds in Yerushalayim, we're not gozer that that's Tame. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. V'chad, which is what we need this for, V'chad Amar, Lo Gazru al Safek HaKelim b'Shibushalayim. They were not gozer in any case of a Safek of Kelim b'Shibushalayim. They were not gozer. So meaning if it's a case of a Safek Machat, Machat's a Keli. So a Safek Machat by Kalim, they were not gozer in Yerushalayim. This case of the Machat's in Yerushalayim. So there's no Gzera. So there shouldn't be any Chashash of being Metame the Adayim or Metame Sakin. It's a Safek Kalim Yerushalayim, and that cloud we have, it's Tower. So that can't be the case of Safek. Just look at Rashi. Rashi for the case of the Safek of the Rok. Rashi says around, 15 narrow lines up, Al Safek HaRokin, Lomar Shema Shel Zav O Shel Nidahin, the saliva of a Zav, or the saliva of a Nida, Roken Avatumahein Latame Adam. They have a din of Avatumah that they could be Matame another person. So normally, the way it works is if a Zav or a Nida, so they're Avatumah, so they could be Matame a person. But even the saliva, you might think maybe that should be a Rishon and should not have the potency to them Matame a person. The Torah tells us that the any Mashkin, Lavdafka saliva, could be Meraglime. Any liquids, bodily fluids that come out of the body of a Nida or a Zav is Matame a person. It serves as an Avatumah. That's a din. There's a gzera, just as an aside, the Gemara Nida talks about that they made a gzera midirbanan that all roke, even of an am ha'aretz, is tamei midirbanan. There's a maisa, just to remind you, that once a Kohen Gadol was outside of the base of Mikdash in Yom Kippurim, and he was speaking to an am ha'aretz for some reason in the shuk, on Yom Kippur, and he was choshish that perhaps he spit on him, and he was tamei, and he couldn't serve in the base of Mikdash. So that's tumas am ha'aretz by the roke of all am, by an am ha'aretz. But a stam person, there's no tumah. But on the deraisa level, if it's a nida or a zav, the rok and any other liquid is metame. So the din is that if it's a suffix, we don't know. You see saliva in Yerushalayim, we don't assume it, we don't know if it's a zav or nida, or maybe it's just a person who's tahor. We assume any suffix rok in the Yerushalayim, we assume it's tahor. So too, any suffix kalim in the Yerushalayim, we assume it's tahor. So this machat case cannot be a case of suffix tumah. So what is the nature of this machat that's tame? So the Gemara says back inside, Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Kigon Sha'ov Delo Machat, Tame Meis, Vikira Bebasar. The guy lost his needle. And the needle was Tame Meis. It was, somehow it was plucked into a mace, so this had a din of Tumas Meis. Now, the cow ate it, and then the guy's shechting his animal, taking it apart, and he finds this Machat. Oh, that's the Machat. He had the simon. This was the Machat that my cow ate. It's Tame Meis. He knew for sure that this was Tumas Meis. That's the case here. So now we know Tumas Meis has it. We're going to ask, well, doesn't a Tumas Meis have the ability to name a Tame an Av, a person? We know that we saw a couple of days ago on Daf Yudalid that an Avatuma, if it touches a Kechal Charev, the metal itself becomes an extension of Avatuma. So this Macha now, the Tumas Meis is Avatuma, right? The metal it touches now is an Avatuma. The Macha is an Avatuma. An Avatuma should be able to touch the person, Metame a person. So the Gemara is going to ask in the bottom here, so if the Machat's really Tumas Meis, shouldn't it touch and make the Yadayim, the whole person, shouldn't it be Tumas Meis? So we'll get back to that. So Gemara either way says that again, this is a case, Sha'avdala Machat Tame Meis, Vikira Babasa, he recognized that Machat, that it didn't have Tumas Meis, and that's why we're talking about the hands and the Kalim. So then the Gemara says, another instance why we assume this Machat is actually Tame, it is a case of Safek. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abban, Amar Kigon Shahisa Para Chasuma Ubar Mechutz Yerushalayim. Meaning, the animal, the cow, ate the machat outside Yerushalayim. So it's a suffix, Kalim outside Yerushalayim is actually Tameh. And how do we know he ate the machat outside? Because he was muzzled from the time he entered into Yerushalayim until he was shechted, so he didn't eat anything. So Vada came from Chutz Yerushalayim, and Safek Kalim Chutz Yerushalayim does have a din of Tumah, so that's the case here. So either it's a Safek Tumah where the animal ate the machat outside Yerushalayim, or it's a case even within Yerushalayim whereby it ate a case of a machat where he knew for sure that that machat had a din of Tumas Meis. Okay, so we're going to revisit the question of Tumas Meis in just a moment. Gemara now says, we said above, that the Gufa, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, had this machlokas, not really machlokas, but two different statements. Chad Amar, Lo gozer al safek harokin shibushlaim. They were not gozer on any saliva that you saw in Yushlaim. They were not gozer on a safek case. We assume it's tahor. And also, chadamar lo gozer al safek hakelim shibushlaim. They were not gozer on any safek keli that you find in Yushlaim. So the Gemara points out, Roken Tanina, Kalim Tanina. We have a mission already about these two statements. What is being added on by Rabbi Elazar Biyosi that we don't already know from the Mefurish Mishnah? Where are the Mefurish Mishnayos? So the Gemara quotes that Roken Tanina, the Mishnah tells us, with respect to the saliva, found in Yushalayim, Ditznan, Kol HaRoken, HaNimtzan, B'Yushalayim, Tahorin, Chutz Mishel, Shukha Elyom. Any saliva that you find in Yushalayim is all going to become Tahor, unless you find it on the upper Shuk, the Shukha Elyon. Why the Shukha Elyon? Why do we assume it's Shukha Elyon? The Rokas Tameh. Rashi points out the medium-wide lines down. There's like three medium-wide lines. Rashi writes, the top line, Shel Shukha Elyon, Sham Hayu Miskabsin Timeim, Shlola Tameh Chaverim. They knew anybody who was Tameh back then, who was understood who was Tameh, they would have walked in a special area not to make anyone else Tameh. So the Shukha Elyon was reserved for people Tameh. If you find Rok there, that's Tameh. Anywhere else in Yerushalayim, it's a Safek, we assume it's a Tahor. So that's the Mefurish Mishnah. So what's being added on by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina, that we don't already know from the Mishnah? And so the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, we only needed to tell me the additional Chiddush, that the Afagav, this Chazek, Azav, let's say you found it in the regular Shuk, the lower Shuk Tachton, where we assume Safek, Rok is Tahor. But let's say you know for sure a Zav walked through, or a Nida walked through the area, so now you know there's more of a chashash. Maybe the Safek Rok should be his. Even in that case, that you know Avada Zav walked through, it still has a regular din of a Safek Rok, and we assume it's Tahor. That's the added chiddush from the statement of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. What about with respect to the Kalim? The Mishnah says, Kalim Tanina. Where's a Mishnah that we learned Safek, Kalim, and Yushalayim are Tahor? The Tanan, Kola Kalim, Hanim Tzam, Yushalayim, Derech Yerida Lebeisa Tvila Tmeim. If you find, let's say, you should have like stairs going down to the mikvah, so let's say the stairs downstairs, and let's say the way would be, you know, you walk outside, you know, what we have outside is the way in, and the way out would be through the shul, let's say. So let's say you find Kalim that someone left along, you find a few forks that were dropped on the stairs down to the mikvah, that's Derech Yerida. We assume it never made its way to the mikvah, we assume it's Tamer. So that's what the Gemara says, it's Derech Yerida Lebeisa Tvila Tmeim. But if you find it anywhere else outside of the stairs down, you assume it's Tahor. You find them, let's say, anywhere on the on the rest of the property here, we assume maybe it was on the way up the guy dropped it. So any Safek Kalim, we assume it's Tahor. That's already Mefurish Mishnah. Mar points out, wait a second, you could have the opposite diak from the Seifa. The Seifa says, Lotamech, according to your logic, Ema Seifa. The Seifa says, Derech Aliyah Tahor. And if you find some forks and knives on the stairway up from the mikvah, we assume it's Tahor, because it made its way out of the mikvah. You just dropped a few on the way out. So that would be Tahor. But does that not imply Haba Alma? If you find it anywhere else, it would actually be Tameim. So we have two opposite conclusions of what the din would be. We know for sure Derech Harid is Tamei. We know for sure Derech Ali is Tahor. But the implication is the opposite. What about Ba'alma? Is Ba'alma Tamei or is Ba'alma Tahor? And the Gemara concludes this Mishnah saying, El Reisha Dafka, we take the Reisha very exact. And therefore, only Derech Yerida is Tamei, Ba'alma Tahor. And the Sefer La Dafka, the Sefer is not meant to indicate any type of Dik. But either way, we can assume from the Mishnah that only Derech Yerida is Tamei, Ba'alma is Tahor. That's a case. Safek Kalim is Tahor. What is being added on by this statement? And the Gemara says, La Fuke Gziasa or something. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, the wide lines down, take a look at four wide lines down in Rashi. It's in the middle of a Rashi. I want to go through the whole thing, just a little bit long. Rashi is four lines in, halfway through the line, it says the words, Ela lafuke gziyasa, mivos ktanim, shayusamech lederech yirid of aliyah. They had a main way down and a main way up, but they had many alleyways in between. They go to the old city of Shlaim. There are many small alleyways. There are main roads, and there's more alleyways to fit through. So in the alleyways, these gziyasa, which are alleyways apparently, so pamim sheyordin derech osan mevos upamim olam. These alleyways are sometimes used to go in this direction, sometimes used to go in the other direction. So you don't know if it's derech aliyah, derech yirida, if you find them in the alleyways off to the side. And honey tamei misafik, those cases would be tamei misafik. Sherei mitchila tamei hayu, because initially these kalim are tamei. There's a chazaka of any kalim you bring to the mikvah are tamei. Safik nafu bi yirida, safik baliyah. We don't know if they're the way up or the way down. Umisveka lo nafka mituma. And from a case of a safek, we can't remove a tuma because of a safek. Aval shar kalim, safek nitmu, safek lo nitmu, lo gozer lem misafek. But other kalim, other safek kalim, we were not be gozer. So this is the only case. Only if you found in the alleyways, we're saying the alleyways are different. just to reinforce that if Safek Ba'alma, we assume they actually tar, like the Mishnah. But if you find them in these alleyways, that would be an instance where you actually would say Safek would be Tamek. Okay. Gemara now said, Ula Rav. De Amar, Kigon Sh'avdala Machat Tamek Meis, the Kira Babasa. So we said above that the instance, the situation of the Machat was Tamek Meis. I recognized this Machat, it was a needle that I know for sure was Tamek Meis. My cow ate it. I shechted the cow. I found inside. That was exactly the Machat that I lost. So I know for sure it's Tamek Meis. So Gemara asks the question, well, Kaven Damar Mar, Bechel Cherev, Cherev Hari Hu Kechalal, that the sword itself, or any other metal, is the din of the Chalal, because again, the Chalal, rather, the dead, the deceased, is the corpse is like a Avi Avasatumba, and which makes the Cherev, or the Machat, into an Avatumba now. So if the Machat's an Avatumba, so then, Adam V'Kelem Nami L'Tame, it should be Matame, the person who touched it. It should be Matame, the Sakman that touched it. So how come, if it's a case of Avamase, why, of Mase, Tumas Mase, why does it not? Why is it not Matame, the Yadayim, and the Kelem from the Sugya before in the Amud Aleph? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Zos Ameris. Ezras Azara, rather, Rishus Harabim hi, Havi Leisavek Tuma Rishus Harabim. The Chosavek Tuma Rishus Harabim, Sveikotar. So the Azara was a big area. Many Jews would come. Now, the definition of a Rishus Harabim is very different for Tuma than it is for Hilchot Shabbos. Hilchot Shabbos, remember from Erevin, that definition is 16 amos wide. And according to many Rishonim, 600,000 people as well. How to measure that, unclear. But the Mishnah tells us, when it comes to Safek Tuma Rishus Harabim, by Tuma rather, it's only three people. That's Rishus Rabim for Tumah. Not 600,000, not 16 amos. Why three people? So the source is, it says in Parshas Nasa, it says the word Nitma three times or so, that Sota is a case of Tumah. We learn Xer Shava to connect the Din of Sota to the Din of Tumah. They're the source, the Sota is the source of all Dine Tumah. So we know a Sota, when she is a Bestira with a man, it's a only two people there, that's a problem of Sota. That's the whole case. But if there's a third person there, that three people, that's already a party. That's Rishus Harabim. So just like by Safek Risota of Rishus Harabim, three people, we assume Tower, there's no Din of Sota. So too by Tumah, once there's three people, a Safek Tumah in the presence of three people, that's also Tower. So since the Azara certainly had more than three people there, three people or more, so it has a Din of Rishus Harabim. So anytime there's a Safek in Rishus Harabim, we assume it's Tower. So just read that again inside. We can appreciate this now. Amar Rav Ashi Zosameris Azara Rishus Harabim he v'havile Safek Tuma b'Rishus Harabim the Chol Safek Tuma b'Rishus Harabim Sveikotar. But the implication now is if this case happened ha b'Rishus Yochid Sveikei Tumi, it would be Tumi, right? If he found the Machat and he wasn't sure the nature of this Machat, so then the din would be that it would be Tar. But the Gemara says ha Sveikei b'Rishus Yochid Sveikei Tumi who michti. Let's understand for a second. Hi Machat davar she'en bo das lishol hi. You can't ask the Machat, are you Tamei or not? You can't ask a Shaila to it. Who cares whether you can ask a Shaila to the Machat? So the din is, v'chol davar she'en bo das lishol, any object, anything that you can't ask a question, are you Tamei or not? Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus yochid, sveikotar, safek etar. Meaning, the whole, I'll re-rash in a second together just to see this all come together. But if Sota is the model for Tuma, so Sota is a case of people, a woman. You can ask her what happened. Now, she might not tell you, but you can ask her. So the only time you assume a Rishus Yachid of two people, Safek Tumah, is if it's just like the model of a Das Lishol, they can answer the question. But whenever you have an object by a Machat where you cannot ask a question, they can't answer anything, then we don't have the klal of Safek Tumah Rishus Yachid Tumah. We assume it's Tower across the board. Just look at Rashi. The last Rashi on the page here, Rashi says, look up four lines up in that Rashi. In the middle of the line, it says, V'chol mishein bodas lishol, anything that you can't ask to. D'chol safek tuma misota gamrin, like we've been saying, we learn from Sota. Ma sota rishus yachid v'al safek tumea, it's a case of safek, it's a case of rishus yachid, it's tame. Af kol safek tumas rishus yachid sveka tame. Umine, from there we also learn, ma sota yesh bodas lishol im nitma im lo lav. You can ask her, again, she may not answer, but you can ask her whether she was tame or not. Af kol sheyesh bo das lishol, so to any other object or situation where you could ask the owner, could go and adam safek naga b'sheret safek lo naga. You ask the person, the yesh bo das lishol, the person has a das, sheyechol lishol, you can ask him im naga hu eni yodea, sveiko tamei, that would be a case of safek tamei. But if it's a machat, where you can ask a question to the machat, that would be a case of tar. So the Gemara says, last four lines again, v'chol davar sheyein bo das lishol, anything that you can't ask a question to, like the machat, bein b'rishus harabim. Bein b'rishus yochid, sheikotar. So the Gemara says, Mishum da havi safek tuma haba bidei adam. No. But this is a different case. since the machat comes about through the person, through the Adam, through the individual who owns the machat, it's considered as if it's a yesh bro das lishol. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, safek tumah haba bidi Adam, a safek tumah that comes about through the hands of a person, nishon aleh, you could ask him about it, afilu al bekli amunach agave karka, kedavar sheyesh bro das lishol. Even an object that's on the ground that he's not holding, but he's responsible for it, he was involved, he was osik in that object, it's ki'ilu yesh bro das lishol. Here as well, this machat is a situation whereby you could ask the owner the question, so therefore we have the klal, if it's in the Azara, it's a Rishis Rabin Safek Tahor, but if it's in Rishis Yachid, the din would be Safek Tameh. Okay guys, only one more daf left of this sugya, and then we move weiter.